On A Bowl of Soul, we are celebrating Women's History Month. As we close out Women's History Month today, March 29th, 2013, A Bowl of Soul is going to give it to you from the Soul Sisters of R&B to celebrate Women's History Month. It's the BRONX. You know what's next, baby. It's A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Soul sisters, yeah. We've been going for the okie dokie. Yeah. The brides think we don't know how to get down.
What?
Let's have a meet. Girls, let's have a meet. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all, this is Professor T-Love coming at you once again on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, just giving it up. We're going to, you know, have a great Women's History Month. And as you know, this is the last day of Women's History Month, March 29th. And A Bowl of Soul is celebrating the Soul Sisters of R&B on this show. And I just want to say hello to everybody, and you're listening to me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on live365.com 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can also catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge on Sunday, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm on Sundays at 7 p.m. doing a rebroadcast of this show. And also, I am on aircheck.us, baby. You better check me out. You can definitely listen to this broadcast on aircheck.us. Just want to give a shout out to all the listeners out there. Happy Friday. All to all the ladies, happy Women's History Month. And coming up next, baby, we're going to give it to you some new soul music from Miss T. Honey Brown, talking about, you know what, we got a segue from Message from the Soul Sisters to Don't Waste My Time, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
When you're gone, I don't need to be begging. You may think I'm tripping, baby, but all I'm trying to say, before you came along, I was doing just fine, boy, making it on my own. Now you're stepping in, wanna be my man. Do you think you can handle responsibility and do all that you can? 'Cause when you're gone, I don't need to be begging. You may think I'm tripping, baby, but all I'm trying to say, don't think
Yeah, you heard what she said. I need a real love sent from up above. All right, y'all, that's Miss T. Honey Brown talking about don't waste my time. And, you know, she tells a man if he can't bring real love to the relationship, don't waste her time. Let me tell you something. This song really is a hit. I feel it's a hit. It's on the vein of a cross between rhythm and blues and southern blues, baby. And the song was produced by Mr. Mark Stafford, also known as Mr. X, y'all. And this is on Sound Minds Records that is, you know, run by Mr. Tony Gideon. And if you want more information about Sound Minds Records, you can call Tony Gideon at 1-205-785-3100. And to purchase this single, baby, and I'm telling y'all, y'all get this single because this thing got a vein like Aretha Franklin, Shirley Brown, Betty Wright, Maxine Brown, Denise LaSalle. Let me tell you, she is bringing it with this song. And it's 99 cents on CDBaby.com. Go to www.cdbaby.com/CD/T Honey, THONEYBROWN2, baby. Go to cdbaby.com to get this single, Don't Waste My Time. It came out earlier this year, 2013. And just want to go back to Miss Vicki Anderson, just bringing you a message from the Soul Sisters. You know, Vicki Anderson is best known for her performances with the James Brown Review. She recorded a number of singles under both her birth name is Myra Barnes, and stage name Vicki Anderson. And she is acknowledged by James Brown in his autobiography as the best singer he ever had in his review. And she is also the widow of another one of James Brown's partners, Mr. Bobby Brown, who was the original founder of the group that James Brown was in, the famous Flames, baby. And you know, Anderson joined James Brown in 1965, replacing Anna King, and stayed for 3 years as his main female singer until she was replaced by Marva Whitney in 1968. She came back in 1969 after Marva Whitney departed, and she stayed for 3 years until 1972. This single, Message from the Soul Sisters, came out in 1970, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and bring you some more of that gut-wrenching Soul Sister women rights. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I'm not taking no more of your mess, but you know what? I'm good. I'm good enough for myself, and I'm good enough for you, baby. Coming up next, Miss Angie Stone featuring the legendary Miss Betty Wright talking about baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Go ahead, Stone. Make it do what it do.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Up a little something, something. I know you're hearing the roar of the crowd right now, but same people you see going up, you see them coming down.
Say, before you got your in and your brand new bin and your exclusive three, I was your
baby,
I was your ride or die, and it's your one supply and everything you need.
There was never room for either to assume you would be leaving, but now that you're brand new and getting on through, to take with you. I was your baby, 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 baby. You needed hugging. I was your baby, 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 baby. You needed loving. I was your baby, 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 baby. You needed stroking. I was your baby, 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 baby. You needed choking.
Now that you're flying high, head up in the sky, got everyone. Nobody's here deceiving. You already know you're reaping what you sow. You better take it slow.
Baby, 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 baby. You needed loving.
right, it's your turn.
Before you lose your mind, you better press rewind and get some understanding. Don't wanna waste my time. You see, it works for mine. Life is too demanding. Breaking every rule, thinking that it's cool. Don't you be no fool. Now that you're brand new and getting all through, it's something to take with you. I was your baby, baby, baby.
Check it out. Yeah, y'all, a collabo between Miss Angie Stone and Betty Wright. And as you know, Miss Angie Stone, in the early 1980s, Angie Stone was known as Angie B, and she was a member of the group on Sugar Hill Records called The Sequence. And they had this song in 1980 called Funk You Up, which reached number 15 on the U.S. Top Singles Chart and a minor hit with Monster Jam featuring rapper Spoonie G, baby. And then later on, she emerged as a backup singer. She worked with Mantronics before singing background on Lenny Kravitz's fifth studio album called Five. And she also emerged during the 1990s as part of an R&B trio called Vertical Hold that released a popular single called Seems You're Much Too Busy, as well as two albums, A Matter of Time and Head First. Her solo debut album, Black Diamond, was released on September 28th, 1999. That album would eventually be certified gold by the RIAA. And if you want to know more information about Miss Angie Stone, she's been active since 1979, and she's a veteran of the R&B of the R&B genre. She sings neo soul, R&B, and soul. And if you want to catch up with Miss Angie Stone, you go to www.angiestoneonline.net. And she collaborated on this song with another great R&B singer who started out singing gospel as a little girl with a group called the Echoes of Joy. Miss Betty Wright, born December 21st, 1953. She is a Miami-based soul and R&B singer-songwriter who won fame in the 1970s with that hit of mine called Clean Up Woman and Tonight is the Night. She is a pioneering singer-songwriter and entrepreneur. She remains one of the few black female musicians to have a gold record on her own vanity label. Betty Wright sings R&B, soul, gospel, funk, and disco. and she's been active since 1956, baby. And yes, this is Ebola Solem. Coming up next, we're gonna do some Soul Sisters Trio Soul by one of my favorite groups, the Jones Girls from Detroit, Michigan. Talking about this feeling is killing me, and this is a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
That's off of the Jones Girls self-titled debut album that came out in 1979. And you know, the Jones Girls consisted of sisters Brenda, Valerie, and Shirley Jones. They served as backup singers for Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass, Aretha Franklin, and Le Pomp Le Mousse. They worked with Dinah Ross from 1975 to 1978 and were the backup singers on Linda Clifford's 1978 album, If My Friends Could See Me Now. Their biggest hit off of this album was You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else. The song broke the Billboard magazine top 40 at number 38 in May 1979, and the song was also a top 5 R&B hit. An additional hit followed in 1980 with the single I Just Love the Man, charting at number 9 in January 1981, baby. And yes, this is Ebola Soul. And coming up next, you know, like I said, the Jones Girls sang back up for this great singer who just recently had a birthday, Miss Aretha Franklin, who was born on March 25th, 1942. And you know, Miss Aretha Franklin is celebrating her 71st birthday, baby. Happy birthday, Aretha. And you know what she's going to talk about? Ain't No Way, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
To love you if you won't let me, it ain't no way for me to give you.
Aretha Franklin, and you know, happy birthday to Miss Aretha Franklin. Her birthday was March 25th, 2013, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. You can catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, baby. And also, you can catch me on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And you can catch me at 6 p.m. every Friday on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. I'd like to thank Progressive Radio Network for taking a chance on A Bowl of Soul and definitely, you know, just gaining listeners and growing the station. The station is growing by leaps and bounds, baby. And yes, coming up next will be my man, Mr. Chuck Atkins, telling you a little something about A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
The Bronx, New York. They were the second African-American girl group to have nationwide success in the United States. They were really the first, I feel, the first original girl supergroup like Destiny's Child, TLC, The Supremes, you name it. They were the first supergirl group that had nationwide success in the United States. Preceded by the Bobettes, the group was established in the early 1950s and attended St. Anthony of Padua School in the Bronx. The original five members consisted of Arlene Smith, who was lead, Sonia Goring, Renee Minus, Jackie Landry Jackson, and Lois Harris. And they derived their name from that of their rival school that is in still open to this day, St. Francis de Chantal, which is in Throgs Neck in the Bronx. And their years active, the Chantels, was from 1957 to 1970. And that song, I Love You So, came out in 1958, which was on the U.S. pop charts at number 42 and the U.S. R&B charts at number 12, in the number 12 position, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you some Good Morning Jah from Miss Rita Marley, who was also the wife of Mr. Bob Marley. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Dad. Your world is prettier today. See the little children, yeah, running. running around at play. Keep their little hearts pure and clean. Help them on their way, yeah. Save them, Father, from the sins of today. This morning, Dad, I put the world in your hand. You seem to be the only one who understands the way to life is love and peace, like in the days of old, yeah. Dear Father, their love has grown cold. As you can see, people crying, crying for hunger, pain, and poverty. Save us from destruction, Lord. Lead us on to life, yeah. Dear Father, keep us day and night. Teach us not to fight. What is right? Help us understand. Need your guiding hand,
dear Father.
Guide us on our way. Keep us every day. Show us how to love. Direct us from above. Protect us from disaster.
Widow of reggae legend Bob Marley, Miss Rita Marley, who was also a member of the I3s, Bob Marley's backup singers. And yes, that is Good Morning Jah, baby. I had to play that for you because, you know, sometimes we have to realize and wake up and just thank God. Good morning, God. You know what I'm saying? Just thank God for life, for breath. You know, just thank God that we're here, that we can enjoy some of the things that we love. Yes, y'all, and that was Dear Father, and that was off of the 1981 album Who Feels It Knows It on Shinachi Records, baby. And yes, you know, this is A Bowl of Soul. And make sure that you go to A Bowl of Soul, A Mixture of Soul Music on Facebook. Like the page. If you want to send me information or feedback on A Bowl of Soul, hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. If you are an R&B artist and you like to have music played, your music played on A Bowl of Soul, definitely send it to me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And make sure that you support A Bowl of Soul because, you know, A Bowl of Soul has hats, t-shirts, and mugs, baby. You know what I'm saying? So just go to http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul and get those A Bowl of Soul hats and t-shirts. You won't be sorry. It looks really nice. The logo is beautiful. And you can just tell people, you know where I got this? I got this from listening to A Bowl of Soul, baby. And yes, this is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, celebrating the Soul Sisters of R&B during Women's History Month. And coming up next is some new music from Miss Tamika Moore. Okay, off of the EP, The End of Me, the name of the song is Let It Go, which was mixed by my brother who I played last week, Tall Black Guy. This is his remix of Tamika Moore's Let It Go. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
relax and let the peace of your mind. Remember all of the good times that life has presented you. Before you go crazy, you know what to do.
Let it go. You heard what Tamika said. Let it go, baby. And that's new music from Miss Tamika Moore. And, you know, just a little bit about Tamika, you know, echoing elements of jazz, soul, and gospel music. Miss Tamika Moore is a well-blended musical cocktail for those thirsty for real music. With a fresh approach, she is unapologetic in the use of various sounds and styles, providing for a soulfully original experience. Tamika is the cover story in the March issue of Women's Essence magazine, and she recently opened for Kindred, The Family Soul, and for Eric Benet. On March 11, 2013, she was featured on Washington, D.C.'s Fox 5 Morning News Show. Tamika also is a Supercuts Rock the Cut artist ambassador, and her music and videos have been featured on Music Choice, VH1 Soul, Centric TV, BET Jazz, and Bounce TV networks. And if you want more information about Miss Let It Go, Tamika Moore, please visit her website, www.tamikamoore.com, baby. And this is Ebola Soul introducing you to the new Soul Sisters of R&B. 2013, baby, this is Women's History Month, giving it to you live from A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, talking about the Soul Sisters of R&B, baby. And to follow up with that, we're going to give it back to some trio soul, well, actually, quad soul from Sister Sledge, talking about, you know what, my man is the greatest dancer, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to the Bowl of Soul. One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Adonis, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what wow, that I've ever seen. Oh, what wow, he's the greatest dancer. Champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance but not conceit, as a man he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Halston, Gucci, Iarucci, he looks like a steal. That man is dressed to kill. Oh, what the wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what the wow,
that I've ever seen.
I've ever seen.
Oh, what the wow,
he's the greatest dancer.
Oh, what the wow,
that I've ever seen.
Sister Sledge, you know what I'm saying? They started in 1971, baby, and they still singing to the present. They're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you know that song, He's the Greatest Dancer, was number 9 on the U.S. Billboard chart, was a number 1 R&B hit in 1979, baby. If you want to know more about what's going on with Sister Sledge, one of my favorite groups, you got to get their first album, Circle of Love. That's a classic album right there. And there were songs written by the late, great Miss Gwen Guthrie. Ain't Nothing Going On But the Rent, Miss Gwen Guthrie, who not only was a singer, she was a songwriter, baby. But definitely, you want to know more about Sister Sledge, go to www.sistersledge.com, baby. And we're going to come down the stretch here talking about, you know what? No one gets the prize, baby. Another one celebrating her birthday, Miss Dinah Ross, who just turned 69 years old, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
We were best of friends.
Yeah, y'all, that's album The Boss. This came off of The Boss 1979. It was written and produced by the late Ashford and Miss Valerie Simpson, recorded by Miss Diana Ross. You know, that song was the album actually, the album was a very popular album. In fact, No One Gets the Prize was number one on the Jance charts, you know, and that was a hot, you know, tune back in the days. But, you know, just want to say happy birthday to Miss Diana Ernestine Earl Ross, who was born on March 26, 1944. We celebrate Miss Diana Ross here on the Soul Sisters of R&B, baby, for Women's History Month. If you want to know more about Miss Diana Ross, you go to www.dinaross.de, baby. And you know Diana Ross has been singing since 1959, baby. No one gets the prize, baby. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to wrap up. We're going to leave you with a nice tune by Miss Gwen Guthrie. This song, Keep the Fire Burning, baby. And ladies, you got to keep the fire burning. I don't care what's going on in your life. You got to keep the fire burning, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. Can you feel it?
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, now move with it.
Keep the fires burning. Keep the fires burning. Keep them burning hot. Work on your love, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta give it all you got. We've been a lot of time searching for love and never know where it's coming from. And as soon as get that love, all the things that you'll have to do to keep it, you gotta stay on your J-O-B. You gotta give a little, take a lot, give it all you got. Oh, keep the fires burning, keep the fires burning, keep them burning hot. You gotta work on your love,
yeah.
You gotta give it all you got. We say a lot of things that we really
for listening to A Bowl of Soul. The Soul Sisters of R&B for Women's History Month, I think, is a great way to end Women's History Month on March 29th, this Friday. I want you guys to have a great weekend, and make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Make sure you like A Bowl of Soul on Facebook, and make sure you purchase and support A Bowl of Soul by going to www.tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this show. I enjoy playing this music for you. And remember to tune in April. How do you say it? April is coming, baby. Spring is here, and we're going to jump it off for you for the spring. This is Professor T Love of A Bowl of Soul, and I'll catch you next week, baby, because this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.